This is Ozarks at Large. The training wheels are off now for the Bicycle Fayetteville Days. Last year's inaugural festival of all things bicycle was a success, and this year's two-day event begins tomorrow. Organizers don't want the phrase bicycle culture to intimidate you. Just listen to one of the main organizers, Greg Mitchell.
I ride my bike back and forth to work a mile each way, okay? I'm not going to be going on a dirt bike or, you know, I don't have, you know, I drive a three-speed clunky old bike, you know. So that's why we say this is for everyone, you know. Just come out, get on your bike, ride the trail on a little bit. If it's just a mile or two, you know, go for it. You don't have to, I don't own any spandex, you know, you don't have to.
To prove that Bicycle Fayetteville Days is even for the youngest, least experienced riders, a favorite event from last year is returning. Sunday's Rug Rat Ride. At noon on Sunday, the downtown square will be sealed off from all traffic and opened up to those on wheels who are 6 years old and younger.
We have kids on tricycles, on scooters, on bicycles, bicycles with training wheels and without. And there is no, you know, it's not a race. It's just, you know, let your kids ride, and you get lots of parents and lots of kids out there, and it's a great time.
Bicycle Fayetteville Days actually begin Saturday with a handful of rides for all skill levels and all kinds of bicycles. Mountain bikers will be able to hit trails at Devil's Den or Lake Fayetteville. Road riders can follow along for rides sponsored by Lewis and Clark or the Arkansas Cycling Team. The largest ride of the weekend, organizers expect, will be Sunday afternoon beginning at 3. That ride will leave the square, go out College Avenue, and come back to the square on the Fayetteville Trail System. Kenny Williams is another organizer of Bicycle Fayetteville Days.
A mass style where everyone rides together and asserts their rights as vehicles. And we're going to come back in on the trail. And we're going to stop at 4 local businesses. And every person will get a poker card. And we'll do it poker run style. And when we arrive back on the square, we will give out prizes according to those hands.
Both Greg Mitchell and Kenny Williams say the weekend of bike-centric events is to encourage people to get on their two-wheeled vehicles around town more often. Greg says he's made his mile-long commute to and from work on bicycle for 5 years, and that increased awareness by motorists has made his trek safer. Kenny Williams says the city's trails have provided more car-free miles for riders of late, and he says Fayetteville's designation as a bicycle-friendly community by the League of American Cyclists proves there's a commitment to bike traffic. This weekend's festival is called a celebration, and the Sunday docket certainly takes that description seriously. There will be live music from bands like Bent Grass Green and Threepenny Acre, a beer garden that opens Sunday afternoon at 1:30. And speaking of beer, the brewer New Belgium will again be handing over a cruiser bike to somebody.
It is you might recognize the phrase beach cruiser. It's a single-speed bike with a really relaxed posture. And
fat tires.
Great fat tires. Great to ride up and down the trail on a Sunday afternoon. You'll look good on it.
Well, and one more thing I want to add that is new for this year is slow races. Which, you know, what's a slow race? I'd never heard of it either. Okay, the racetrack, so to speak, is 30 feet long, and the last person to cross the finish line wins.
That is the last person to cross the finish line without falling over, without letting feet touch the ground, or without leaving the designated lane. That means no riding in circles. A full schedule of events, from the Saturday rides to those slow races, can be found on the web, bikefaydays.org.